So where do the contenders in this race come from? Well, there are several sources of regeneration and gaps. First off, existing trees and vines will immediately respond and start to fill in the unoccupied space. A rapid proliferation of vines usually takes place in the first few weeks following gap formation. Depending on what trees happen to be in fruit nearby, newcomers can join the race by being dispersed into the gap in the seed rain. That's literally new seeds raining down into the gap. You're probably beginning to see the element of chance in all of this. Another source of regeneration is the seed bank, the storehouse of dormant seeds in the soil, just waiting for a golden opportunity like this. Many so-called pioneer species, or weedy, fast-growing trees, produce seeds that can stay dormant for long periods of time in the soil and are triggered by a sudden increase in light to germinate. The tip-up mound and pit is an especially choice place to be if you're a seed waiting in the seed bank. Next, there is the seedling bank. These are the armies of suppressed seedlings that have been waiting in the understory their entire lives for a moment like this. Suppressed seedlings are shade tolerant, meaning that they can survive in the shade, but as soon as a gap forms, they take advantage of the increased light to shoot up into the canopy. They've got a head start over newly dispersed seeds since they're already established seedlings. Lastly, coppicing, or resprouting of damaged or broken off trees, can occur, even on the tree that fell over. All these contestants struggle to be the one to make it to the top. Which one wins depends on when you count the race as over.